a new season, but the goal remains the same. This is Daytona Tortugas Baseball.
As Hines swings, deep drive, left field, Urbina back, and all he can do is turn and watch that one sail off the facing of the batting cages. Fifth, as De La Cruz a line drive right field, that one's down for a base hit, and gets behind the glove of Gary Jr. Everybody's going to score. Two runs in, Ellie on his way to third, he'll be in there sliding feet first. Two runs in for Daytona, they've got a 2-0 lead. Ground ball to the second baseman, Callahan. This will do it, and the year of the no-hitter has made its way to Daytona Beach. Five pitchers combine on a 1-0 no-hitter of the Jupiter Hammerheads as the Tortugas have a dogpile in between the pitcher's mound and first base.
It's now time to come ashore with the Tortugas pregame show. Now, let's send it out to the ballpark and the voice of the Daytona Tortugas, Justin Rock.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome here into Joker Marchant Stadium and Publix Field. And game one of this six-game road trip between your Daytona Tortugas and the homestanding Lakeland Flying Tigers. Justin Rock with you here on the pregame show, leading you up until our 6:30 first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network. Daytona coming in on a season-high tying four-game winning streak, the longest active winning streak in the entire Florida State League after they took 5 of 6 from the West Division leading Fort Myers Mighty Muscles last weekend, including a doubleheader sweep on Sunday, an 11-4 rout in Game 1, a 3-1 pitcher's duel victory in Game 2. But one of the things we talked about in the middle, or really when that lightning delay started in Game 1, right after Ruben Ibarra's second home run of the day, gave him a career-high 5 RBIs for the contest. And we wondered why he was running back and forth from the dugout to the clubhouse in just a T-shirt, shorts, and a backwards generic black baseball cap. And been told that it was just a rest game for Ibarra in Game 2. But sniffed something was a little bit amiss, and luckily it is good news for Ruben. There is no injury. He was traveling, and the travel he is making is to High A Dayton, a well-deserved promotion for Ruben Ibarra, who was also named Florida State League Player of the Week yesterday afternoon. Second Daytona player to be honored this season, Yasiel Pino, has joined Daytona's roster from the Arizona Complex League, was born in Cuba, and is a resident of Miami in his third season in the Reds organization. Will be a corner infielder on the roster, plays third and first base. 20 years old, and he'll join the Tortugas today and should be in uniform either later today or sometime tomorrow. We'll take a break when we come back here on the pregame show. Before Ruben left to head to Dayton and High A baseball with the Dragons, we had a chance to chat with him earlier this season. And before Ruben says goodbye to the Tortugas, let's hear what Ruben had to say a little bit earlier this campaign about his family, about baseball, and much, much more. We'll also get you starting lineups and first pitch, Daytona and Lakeland, Reds and Tigers, and Florida State League Baseball coming up on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and now open in Tomoka Town Center. The only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach. Now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside the outstanding first baseman, that is Ruben Ibarra. Ruben, your first full professional season here, your second stint a little bit here with the Daytona Tortugas. Have you enjoyed your first month back here in 2022?
Daytona's made it really easy to come back and be able to play in an environment that revolves around baseball, and they love their baseball, so it's really fun to get in front of that atmosphere and to play the game I love and to continue out my career and further it.
This has been a really interesting start to the 2022 season. You had a really tough stretch last week in Palm Beach where you lost four straight games on walk-off losses, and since then you guys as a team have won six of your last seven ball games. What does that say about you and your teammates that you've been able to bounce back so well from a really tough stretch that a lot of it surrounded bad luck?
I mean, on behalf of speaking on us, it's, you know, losing is never fun. So when you have a bunch of baseball players that are extremely competitive, the environment becomes to where you hate losing more than you love to win. So that translates into playing more aggressively, playing harder, playing for each other, and playing to win. And through that week, we grew really close together because you could just see the facial expressions. As our mental skills coach even told us, it's very suffocating to lose in that manner. And when you just have guys that want to win and want to succeed, but in order to do that, you have to put up some wins first. Then it revolves around a winning atmosphere, and it revolves around coming together and the unity of the team, and how the Tortugas have kind of sponged together after that week was tremendous. So hopefully we do it again this week.
How much fun is it to be around a group like that continues to push itself forward, always seems to try and find the positive things even when things aren't going the right way? Because it seems you guys really love being around one another, and it shows on the field.
Ultimately, it's a part of being at the end goal of being in Cincinnati, but we do know the process, and we do trust it, and we do know that we have to get through this stage first, so you might as well crack some smiles and, you know, have some jokes along the way. And you know, that's what forms great teammates, and that's what forms great bonds. I mean, coming from college in San Jose, I have some lifelong friends I'll never forget there, because we all knew the ultimate goal was to get drafted. Now you're here, now the ultimate goal is to play for the Big Red Machine. So once you get there, then I don't even know, but I'll be chasing another goal till then.
Now, always that's always a huge goal for everybody, and during the course of a professional baseball season can get very tiring. It's a lot of days. Obviously, you have the one day off a week, but you always seem to come into the ballpark every day with a big smile on your face, with a sort of an attitude that reminds me of, you know, me and my friends when we were playing growing up, you know, just excited to be around the game. Where did that, you know, that mentality, where did that love for baseball get, you know, cultivated for you?
Man, see, that's a great question. I just believe that I've always had that attitude in any sport I really played. I think baseball is the one I really exercise it the most, because it's a long process that I fell in love with rather than the sport itself. Like, I fell in love with the process of working. I fell in love with not the results, but just also the work build up to it. I saw this great quote that said, winners love to win, but champions love to work. So with that, my desire grew tremendously, and I still live by a quote. I tell my brothers, I tell his teammates, I'll tell everyone to this day, I play every inning like it's a 0-0 ball game, and I'll play every game like it's my last game I'll ever play. So that's how much heart and passion I play behind this game, and you'll see it. And if you ever get to watch me play, for those who are listening, can't make it out, if you ever get to watch me play, you'll see I play every game like it'll be my last, and I'll always smile and I'll always sign anything. And you know, I just want everyone to know that whenever they see me walking down, they said that guy gave it his all.
It always comes, that kind of mentality always sort of gets cultivated by family too a little bit. And remember a couple weeks ago before that Sunday game in Palm Beach, it was your dad's birthday, and you had an awesome post about how, you know, special he was in terms of, you know, breeding this great passion for the game of baseball. What has your dad meant to you as you continue to grow, not just as a ball player, but as a person?
My world, man. It's so hard to, you know, say where I could be or say where I could have been if I didn't have him. So with his love and support that he's always put on me, that he's always given me, whether I wanted it or not, he's always had my best outcome. He's always had my best interest for me. And with that being said, like, my dad's my number one hero. He's my first best friend. He's everything. And, you know, my mom's a saint. I love her just as much, but she can vouch too. When I was growing up, I was always a daddy's boy. So my dad and I have a really strong connection. We're both very similar in how we go about our business, except he preaches that I'm a better man, but I always try to live up like him.
One final question for you. Talk about strong connections. One of the newest members of the roster down here in Daytona Beach is Jamal O'Gwin, another California guy. I remember when I was introducing myself to him, you put your arm around him, say this guy's going to be a star. It was an awesome photo you guys posted as well on Sunday, both in Raiders jerseys, getting ready to come to the ballpark for a ball game. Where did this friendship between you and Jamal start, and how fun is it to have another California guy that you have that Raider fandom connection with?
It started early in my high school career, both of our high school careers, because we kind of played for this travel team with Rob Bruno, and it was the Red Sox scout team that they had put together, and we had done a couple showcases, and Jamal and I just kind of clicked. As you could see, like, we're like peas and carrots, as Forrest Gump would say, but I mean, we just kind of flow, man. It's just how we vibe. It's just how we carry ourselves. It's how we go about our business that, like, makes us really presentable and likable. And, like, us, we're just, like, we're, like, two bouncy balls in a little room, man. We can go anywhere at any time, man. It's just the California thing. It's just the love we share, the passion we have. And, you know, luckily, like, we got both of our heads straight. So when we put our head down and we work, people gravitate to that.
Ruben has a lot of fun every day. He comes out to the office, and he makes every day that I come out to the office fun as well. Thank you so much for the time, Ruben. Been such a pleasure watching you this season. Keep thriving. We look forward to talking to you the rest of the way.
Appreciate it, Justin.
Thank you. Next to the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Our puppy's okay. He's a shooting star, okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something. You will have a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay. Like Lil Jon. Okay.
I've got to come up with my own catchphrase.
Okay.
Swing over to LabCorp Daytona Beach and participate in a research study today. Compensation ranges from $500 to $12,000 for time and participation. Visit LabCorpClinicalTrials.com to find out how you can participate.
Back here at Joker Marchant Stadium, waiting for the Flying Tigers to take the field. And while we wait for that, let's take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First for your Daytona Tortugas, put together by their manager, Gookie Dawkins. Leading off and playing center field, Jay Allen the second, batting second, and manning the shortstop position is Stephen Layton. Jack Rogers is the DH tonight. He'll hit third. Jamal O'Gwin has a six-game hitting streak. He'll clean up in left field. Michelle Triana back in the lineup today for the first time since May the 29th. He'll be the first baseman in the five-hole. Tyler Callahan at sixth at second base. Austin Callahan is at third base in the seventh spot. Daniel Vaoheen behind the plate in the eight-hole. And Fidel Castro, who homered on Sunday, will bat ninth in right field. We'll get you Lakeland's starting lineup after this quick break. As when we come back, we'll get you the Flying Tigers starting nine. And first pitch, Daytona and Lakeland. Game one of six coming up next here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
Thank you for listening to the Tortugas pregame show. Be sure to tune in 15 minutes prior to the first pitch to hear it before every Daytona Tortugas game. Now, back out to the ballpark and Justin Rock. We'll be right back.
Welcome back here to The Joke. Justin Rock with you here in Lakeland as first pitch just around the bend. And as Lakeland warms up on the diamond, let's take a look at the Flying Tigers starting lineup tonight. Put together by their longtime manager, Andrew Graham. Leading off and playing third base, Isaac Pacheco. Christian Santana will bat second at second base. Eliezer Alfonso on a minor league rehab assignment will hit third behind the plate. Roberto Campos is in the cleanup spot in center. Manuel Sequeira is the shortstop hitting fifth. Daenerys De La Cruz will be the DH in the sixth hole. Justice Bigby hits seventh at first base. Carlos Mendoza will hit eighth in left, and batting ninth in right field is Esni Chacon. On the mound for Lakeland tonight is the right-hander. That is Wilkel Hernandez, standing at 6'3", 195 pounds, 23 years old from La Carlota in Venezuela. Did not pitch last year due to injury. Hernandez making his 10th appearance and 9th start of the season. Comes into play today 2-2, a 2.6 ERA, 29 hits in 27 and two-thirds innings, 8 walks and 40 strikeouts. Opponents, though, are hitting 270 against him so far this season, as he'll make his first start since last Tuesday in Dunedin. Jay Allen II will lead off for Daytona, hitting at 249 in 49 games. 13 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 16 RBIs. Was 1-for-3 with a double and a ribby in game 1 of Sunday's Twin Bill. Hernandez is ready. Allen is ready. The windup in our first pitch of the ball game is low and inside for ball 1. And we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Allen entering play today on a 5-game hitting streak as this one waved at and missed. 94-mile-an-hour fastball down, and the count is 1-1. Humid evening here in Lakeland, as there is a strike at the knees. It is 1-2. Right now here in Lakeland, Florida, 91, according to AccuWeather. And the real feel, closer to 95. The righty's pitch, and Allen takes high. It is 2-2. Allen, 9-4 his last 21 entering play tonight. It's 3 doubles in that span as this one hit on the ground left side. Fielded on the forehand by the shortstop Sequeira, but it pops out of his mitt, and Allen is safe at first base. I imagine they'll give Pacheco an error there, but Daytona has the speedy center fielder aboard to start the ball game. So one on and nobody out. And now the shortstop, Stephen Layton. Layton played in both games of the doubleheader on Sunday as he swings and crushes one to left, but this one going to get pulled foul and out of play. And the count is 0-1. Layton was on the IL for a week or so with a right oblique strain. Throw back to first, and Allen dives in safely. It was indeed an error on the shortstop, Sequeira. Layton hitting at 215 in 19 games, 14 for 65. 7 extra base hits, 2 homers. Runner goes, and this one fisted in the air to center. Allen needs to turn around and head back to first base. Over to his left, the center fielder, Campos, to make the catch. And indeed he does for the first out of the ballgame. So one on, one out. Brings up the designated hitter, Jack Rogers. Rogers in Daytona, his average up to 327 in 16 games. 10 extra base hits in 16 games with a homer and 8 RBIs. Wind has picked up here in Lakeland. Some clouds have rolled in from the third base side as well. The first pitch, the lefty batter is high for ball 1. Defensive alignment behind Hernandez tonight. Left to right in the outfield, Carlos Mendoza, Roberto Campos, and Esni Chacon. Hernandez from the third base side, and Rogers out in front. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-1. Third to first around the infield, Isaac Pacheco, Manuel Sequeira, Christian Santana, and Justice Bigby. A throw over to first, and Allen back safely again. Eliezer Alfonso doing the catching behind the plate. Light drizzle has started to fall here in Lakeland as Rogers takes a chest-high strike, and it is 1-2. Rogers coming into play today, 7-game hitting streak, 12-game on base streak. 7-game hit streak a season long, 10-4 his last 25. One on, one out, and Rogers takes up and away. It's 2-2. Light drizzle, bunch of the fans sitting in the unprotected area of the seating bowl heading towards the overhangs high above. Some up along the third base side, some directly in front of us behind home plate. 2-2 on Rogers. The pitch is lifted in the air left side. Waiting on it now, coming in towards the line is Mendoza. Stops now, keeps coming, and makes the catch over his left shoulder for the second out. So one on, two out. Brings up the left fielder, Jamal O'Gwin. O'Gwin hitting at 262 in 40 games. 10 extra base hits, a homer, and 19 RBIs. No longer paired up with his longtime NorCal buddy, Ruben Ibarra. As O'Gwin drives one right center field, long run for Campos, back into his left, it's over his head and off the base of the wall. Allen rounds third, he's headed to the plate. Relay throw will not be made from the outfield by Santana. It's a two-out RBI double for Jamal O'Gwin. That's his 10th double and 20th RBI. And Daytona takes a 1-0 first inning lead. That ball eviscerated into the gap. And once that one got down, was going to be very difficult to get Allen. 97 miles an hour off the bat on the two-bagger by J.O.G. Rain has picked up a little bit, but the sun is still shining, illuminating the diamond. As time called, and a balk is called. A balk ruled against Wilkel Hernandez, and that's going to give O'Gwin third base. Got that waft of Florida rain drifting through the nostrils. As the sun still shines, Michelle Triana takes up and away for ball one. Michelle, first time back in the lineup since May the 29th, had been out of the lineup with an undisclosed illness. Hitting a 189 in 41 games, lefty hitter. And he takes inside. It is 2-0. Triana, 28 for 148. 9 extra base hits, 2 homers, and 19 batted in. O'Gwin, the runner at third. 2 out, a 2-0 count. And Triana hits it hard in and out of Lakeland's first base dugout. It's 2-1. Glad to see Triana back and healthy with the club. Going to get a lot more opportunities to start at first base now that Ibarra is up a level, as Triana takes high ball three. Lights on here at the stadium. It's a very unique sky. There is nothing but gray out in left and beyond center. But to the right, nothing but sunshine, and the field is illuminated as Triana fights it back. A souvenir to our left. It's a full count. A prototypical weekday evening, unfortunately, here in Lakeland. Payoff pitch from Hernandez, and Triana sends this one into the third base seats off the roof. And back down onto the concourse. It's 3-2 still. Tyler Callahan, the second baseman, waiting on deck. Justin Rock, thrilled to be with you here in Lakeland. I'll be with you today, tomorrow, and Thursday. The first pitch as that one cut on and missed, strike three to retire the side. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Hernandez to end the inning. But Daytona picks up a run on one hit, one error, and one man left at the end of a half an inning. It's Daytona 1 and Lakeland coming to bat on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Dave & Buster's is all new and and now open in Tomoka Town Center, the only place to eat, drink, play, and watch sports in Daytona Beach. Play hundreds of the newest arcade games and check out the mind-blowing virtual reality experiences. Catch all the games on massive HD TVs and our state-of-the-art sports bar. Try all new menu items like the mouth-watering Super Stack Burger and enjoy one-of-a-kind cocktails. Eat, drink, play, and watch sports only at the all-new Dave & Buster's in Daytona Beach, now open in Tomoka Town Center.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Rain continues to fall here at Joker Marchant Stadium. There was just a converging of minds between Zach Burek, the longtime Lakeland GM, and the two umpires, Austin Snow and Chase Eubanks. I believe that is Zach stopping along the third base coach's box to talk with Andrew Graham, the Lakeland manager, as the rain continues to fall. Javi Rivera on the mound for Daytona here this evening. With the rain falling, he's a Florida kid, he's used to it. As the first pitch of his night is swung on and hit in the air to right. Racing towards the line is Castro. Over by the cutout on the warning track and fair ground makes the catch. And Isaac Pacheco retired on the first pitch of the first inning. One up, one down for Javi. And now it is the second baseman, Christian Santana. Santana coming into the night, hitting at a .136 in 25 games. 12-488 as he takes a called strike outside corner at 0-1. Santana, four extra base hits, three homers, eight RBIs. To pick up our thought from the top of the inning, I'll be with you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Kenny Scherlinger will have the call for you here Friday, Saturday, Sunday as this fouled back into the seats. And the count 0-2. Defensive alignment behind Javi today. Left to right in the outfield, Jamal O'Gwin, Jay Allen the second, and Fidel Castro. Third to first around the infield, Austin Callahan, Stephen Layton, Tyler Callahan, no relation, and Michelle Triana. The 0-2 pitch, and this one line to left field, and that one's going to get down in front of O'Gwin for a base hit. Santana just flung his bat head out there. Pitch on the outside part of the plate and flipped it in the left for a hit. And Santana aboard with a one-out knock. Brings up the catcher, switch hitter, Eliezer Alfonso. Alfonso on a minor league rehab assignment. Four for his first 23 in six games with Lakeland this year. A double, no homers, no RBIs. First pitch from Rivera is low for ball one. Daniel Vaoheen doing the catching behind the plate. Numbers for Javi. So far this season, made the start last Tuesday for Daytona against Fort Myers. His 11th appearance and 6th start. 2-3, a 3.6 ERA. 31 hits in 40 innings. 8 walks and 45 strikeouts. Santana leads off of first, the 1-0. And this one popped high in the air in a right center field. Allen and to his left. With the rain still falling and with the sunglasses on to protect his eyes, makes the catch for the second out. One on, two out for Roberto Campos. Campos hitting at .271 in 54 games. 15 extra base hits, three homers, and 22 RBIs. Rain continuing to fall. Mix of sunlight and clouds right now, though, here at the stadium. Daytona a 1-0 lead. And there's a strike on the outer half. It's 0-1. Rivera earned the win on Tuesday against the Muscles.
five innings, tying a career high, allowed just one run on one hit. That was a solo home run to Kala'i Rosario in the fifth as this one fouled off the hands to the right. And the count 0-2. Walked one, struck out a career high eight in Daytona's 5-2 win. Santana leads off of first, the 0-2. And this one punched back to the mesh netting. We'll do it again at no balls and two strikes. Rivera, 6 feet tall, 197 pounds. 22 years old, born in Rio Piedras, Puerto Rico. Moved to Florida as a youngster. Resides in St. Cloud. The 0-2 pitch struck him out swinging. Fastball up at 91. And Rivera works around a one-out single in the first. No runs, one hit, one left. At the end of one, it is 1-0 Daytona on the Tortugas Radio Network. Your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 21st to match up with the Jupiter Hammerheads. It all starts with the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. There'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. Come hungry on Wednesday, June 22nd for a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all you can eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 23rd, including drink specials starting at just Buck. We celebrate love for all the ballpark that evening with our annual Pride Night. We honor Hispanic heritage in Daytona Beach on Friday, June 24th, with another Copa de la Diversión night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and there'll be special activities and on-field games as part of the festivities. Arrive early on Saturday, June 25th, as the first fans through the gates will receive a fanny pack giveaway as part of 90s Night. Purchase a pooch pass for $2 so your four-legged friend can enjoy a nine-inning vacation of their own on another Bark of the Park night. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's family fun day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets or more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com. So it appears we have picked up where we left off on Sunday afternoon and into the evening hours at Jackie Robinson Ballpark. As Lakeland was about ready to take the field for the top of the second inning, I was going to mention during the bottom of the first before Campo struck out, the infield dirt area getting very saturated, particularly behind third base and where the second baseman generally sets up. And the umpiring crew of Austin Snow and Chase Eubanks immediately waved for Zach Burek and another member of Lakeland's front office staff to come down onto the field. And as the Flying Tigers were taking the field, the umpiring crew then waved them to stay in the dugout. And after a brief conversation between the umpires and a couple of members of Lakeland's front office, they have broken out the gator to unfurl the tarp, and they will tarp up the diamond here at Joker Marchant Stadium and Publix Field. So we will enter a rain delay here before the start of the second inning with Daytona holding a 1-0 lead. Jay Allen reached on an error to start the ball game, scored from first on a Jamal O'Gwin double. Lakeland got a first inning one-out single by Christian Santana, but that was all they could muster before Rivera was able to get a flyout and a strikeout to end the inning. It is a weird scene here in Lakeland as they get the tarp unfurled and try and place it over the diamond. Can get very heavy, these tarps, after continued rain. They get very waterlogged and very heavy, getting held down by the rain. And Lakeland, good job getting enough people out there to help the grounds crew between front office staff and beyond. They get the blanket over the diamond, and one of the bat boys just came running out of the first base dugout to try and help lend a hand as well. Or actually, no, he's going to go grab the rosin bag off the mound before it gets swallowed up by the tarp. But we are in a rain delay here at Publix Field and Joker Marchant Stadium before the start of the second inning. Daytona holding a 1-0 lead. We'll pull up the radar right here. See if we can maybe decipher something. See maybe when this inclement weather will get out of the area. Luckily, no lightning, at least as far as we know of, here in and around the Lakeland area, at least for the time being. But they have covered up the field right now. And while they do that, there is still sunlight emerging from betwixt the clouds and illuminating the back wall of the bullpens and some advertisements beyond right field as well as the outfield grass. And some reflections off the dark gray shaded tarp covered over the field here in Lakeland, Florida. So we will take a break here on the Tortugas Radio Network. When we come back, you will hear from one of the other stars for Daytona in recent weeks. You heard from him on Sunday. But if you missed it, you'll hear it again. Jack Rogers will be our guest when we return. Jack coming off a career-high three-hit game against Fort Myers in Game 2 of Sunday's doubleheader. A seven-game hitting streak, 12-game on-base streak, and one of the best players in the FSL since he joined Daytona's roster from High A on May the 24th. So you'll hear from Jack. We'll also update you with more information as soon as it becomes available to us here in Lakeland, Florida. But back where we picked up yesterday or Sunday, it all blends together overall. But we are in a rain delay here in Lakeland. We'll do our best to keep you updated as this evening rolls along. You're listening on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use two tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use six tickets for one game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a nine-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine Night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the six-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey, baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary T-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month. During the Tortugas 2022 campaign, we'll conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside infielder, outfielder for the Tortugas, lefty swinger, that is Jack Rogers. Jack, you've been in Daytona Beach for a couple of weeks now. What's it been like getting acclimated to this roster and these group of guys?
Yeah, it's been really special. It's a younger group here, and I think that me being here is kind of like a leadership role and just getting back into it, and I'm glad to be here.
Getting a lot more playing time here in Daytona Beach. You're off to a fantastic start at the plate. You've reached base in 6 consecutive games. What do you feel is clicking for you right now offensively?
You know, I'm just looking for my pitch. I'm trying not to chase anything, and just getting back on time. I think that's been my big issue, is just kind of a timing thing, and I saw it really start to click last week, and I'm feeling more comfortable.
How has getting more opportunities in the lineup on a day-to-day basis helped you with that timing so far in Daytona Beach? Because it seems like every single day you've been in the lineup, either at first base, left field, right field, wherever they need you.
Yeah, I think it's really more mental. I think that I had a slow start this year, and getting here and getting more playing time, I kind of responded well to it. And getting more reps is just mainly getting me back in the groove, you know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah, absolutely. You had a fantastic series during that stretch in St. Lucie. A little bit different in terms of umpiring during that stretch of road games than what you were used to maybe in Dayton with the automated ball strike system. What kind of advice were you given before that series in St. Lucie about that system, and what was it like for you as a hitter acclimating to that?
You know, I really didn't know what to think about it, but I thought it was overall pretty good. It could be difficult with some breaking balls or something like that, anything catching the zone, but I like that you're able to kind of challenge it, and some of the guys really like it and some of them don't, but I think it's a good idea.
Off to a great start, as we said, here in Daytona Beach. You said, you know, the mental aspect of the game has really helped you here in Daytona. What's it been like with this group of guys? You mentioned a younger group here in Daytona Beach, but an extremely excitable, you know, really nice group of players, as well as the coach and support staff. What's it been like in terms of being welcomed in here in Daytona Beach and, you know, finding your role and finding your comfortability here in Daytona Beach and with this group of guys?
Yeah, a lot of the guys, I've known them since last year when I got drafted, and it's really special just to get to play with some of them, and the coaching staff we have here is unbelievable. And just them helping me out and getting to where I need to be is the best thing that I've done so far, and I'm just here to help the team win.
Now, this time last year, you were getting reared up and getting ready for the MLB draft after playing your college career at Sam Houston State. Reflecting back on that time a year ago when your name was finally called in the ninth round, what was that moment like for you, and how did you celebrate and share that moment with your friends and family?
Yeah, it was really something surreal. I mean, everybody dreams of doing that, and I was just pleased enough to be able to do that, and I think it's pretty special to be drafted by the Reds, and I'm just excited for what my career is at stake, you know, and I'm very early into my career, and I think that I have a lot of potential to make it to the big leagues.
You mentioned all the excitement that comes along with being drafted during the course of last year. You had a great college career at Sam Houston State, played with a lot of really talented players. Some of those players are also playing in minor league baseball right now that were also drafted last year. Have you stayed in touch with any of your fellow college teammates that are playing pro ball right now, and what's it like getting a chance to, you know, catch up with them when you can, to, you know, share your experiences as minor league and pro ball players?
Yeah, it's so cool. I mean, sometimes you run into them and, like, you're just like, wow, it's pretty amazing that you get to play with all these guys, and seeing everybody develop to their full potential when they get to pro ball, and it's pretty special to see everybody and that I know succeed.
One of the other cool things during your college career is you weren't just a position player. You also did a lot of, or not a lot of pitching, but you did some pitching early in your career before your senior season as a left-handed arm. What did you like about pitching? And if you ever need it in a pinch, are you ready for the Reds to call on you out of the bullpen?
Yeah, I actually have it as a backup plan. I thought I was really good as a pitcher, and obviously I'm a good hitter, but it's obviously something in my back pocket that I can do later on in my career if I need to.
There's a lot of pitchers on this roster in Daytona that have experience as position players. Tuesday night starter Javi Rivera didn't pitch until he was in college. Julian Aguiar, Hunter Parks played a lot of infield positions during their high school days. What's it like being around an organization that has a lot of guys who have that experience as position players on the mound that, you know, if need be down the road, that could be an option for you?
Yeah, I think it actually helps a lot, like, having that in your back pocket and being able to do that, but also as a hitter, knowing what pitchers are trying to do to you, because I was a pitcher as well, so it really helps out in that category. But I'll probably look into it later on in my career if I need to, but obviously I'm focusing more on hitting right now.
Focusing on hitting, obviously a key part of the game. Hitting and pitching are so different. What do you enjoy most about being a position player, and is there anything you miss about your time as a pitcher during your college and high school days?
It's such a different feeling, like striking somebody out against versus like getting a barrel off somebody or something. But the game is so special, and both sides of the ball are really cool, but I think I enjoy hitting more.
One final question for you, Jack. One of the big things that's been a part of minor league baseball since you've been a part of minor leagues has been the league-wide off days. On Monday is a time for you to decompress, get away from the field, relax, you know, sort of get away from it all. How have you been able to enjoy that time, and what did you do on your off day yesterday on Monday to, you know, relax and sort of get away from baseball?
You know, I just kind of get off my feet. It's really good for your mental game, too, just to kind of relax and have fun and get ready for the new week. And I think that most of the time I just try to have fun and play a little video games or hang out with some of the guys. But just being a pro baseball player is so special, and being out here in Daytona, Florida is pretty sweet.
Well, it's pretty special to have Jack Rogers in a Tortugas uniform. Thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on all your success. Best of luck the rest of the way. We'll be talking to you, Jack.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Up next, the pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch here on the Tortugas Radio Network.
I'll take a Coke.
Is Pepsi okay?
Is Pepsi okay? Is Pepsi okay? Ow! Are puppies okay? Is a shooting star okay? Is the laughter of a small child okay? Are you with me? You seem confused. Let's role play. Now.
Okay, I'm Steve. I'm an actor.
No. Just order something.
You will have
a nice cold glass of the best thing you ever tasted. Okay?
Okay.
I think you might be just saying it wrong. You gotta say it with pride, okay?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, kind of. Pepsi's more than okay. It's... okay! Okay! Okay, what have we learned today?
You want a Pepsi?
I want a Pepsi.
She wants a Pepsi. There you go. Okay! Like Lil Jon. Okay. I've got to come up with my own catchphrase. Okay!
Belly Buster Wednesdays are returning to East Orange Avenue. Starting at just $14 a ticket, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and of course, delicious, cheesy Marco's Pizza. Want to purchase a Belly Buster upgrade at the box office on game day? No problem. For just $4, you can add a Belly Buster to any Wednesday game ticket. Don't miss out on the mouth-watering goodies and jaw-dropping plays at Jackie Robinson Ballpark this summer. Get your Belly Buster Wednesday tickets today by calling the Tortugas at 386-257-3172 or purchase them on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Sundays are for family fun days at the Jack. Come save a few dollars and be part of the Shell-tastic Family Club to close out your weekends. Sheldon's Family Fun Pack includes a general admissions ticket to every Sunday home game, a Tortugas cap, special food and drink vouchers, access to special events like Kids Run the Bases and Catches on the Field, plus your own membership card and more. Plans are $24 for kids and $48 for adults. Give our ticket office a phone call and join in on a baseball atmosphere for all ages by calling 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
I keep having this reoccurring dream. It's bases loaded and nobody out. I hit a pop-up that goes so high, nobody can see it. I race around the bases and reach home, and it still doesn't come down. What happens?
You go back to the dugout, you're out.
Why?
Infield fly rule.
They're not those kind of analysts, but they do analyze the game every night on MLB Tonight.
But if it doesn't come down...
you're out. Just move on.
The next great flavor from Wendy's is here. The Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. With Wendy's signature Applewood smoked bacon smothered in our brand new bourbon bacon sauce. Because Wendy's goes all in on flavor, unlike other places.
Innovation is this team's secret sauce.
Isn't our secret sauce kind of like Thousand Island?
Shh, they might be listening. Bill's right. Everyone, break your phone.
Get them on the table.
Okay. I don't have an insurance plan for my phone.
It's no secret. When it comes to flavor, we got you. With the new Bourbon Bacon Cheeseburger. Only at Wendy's.
Come on in. We're real glad to see you. At Dustin's, great barbecue is what we do, but friendly is who we are. Dustin's Barbecue has been family-owned and operated since 1991. Our goal was to create a friendly restaurant that served the very best Southern barbecue around, and if you listen to our customers, we definitely made it happen. From our smoker comes all of the favorites you crave, and when you experience our flavor, you'll fully understand that Dustin's is real Southern barbecue. Only the best cuts of pork, beef, and turkey are slow smoked to perfection. Pulled pork or sliced pork, fall off the bone chicken, St. Louis-style spare ribs, and our tender baby back ribs are all customer favorites. Dustin's also serves great steaks and seafood, but let's not forget the tasty appetizers, side dishes, and our fabulous all-you-can-eat salad bar. Dine in or take out, call ahead and we'll have it ready for you. We also have a catering service for your next party or event. Locations in Ormond Beach, Port Orange, Edgewater, DeLand, and Melbourne. Check out our daily lunch and dinner specials at DustinsBarbecue.com.
back here at Joker Marchand Stadium. Rain appears to have subsided here in Lakeland. They've been in the process of dumping the water off the tarp, and now with the tarp back on the diamond, and now I imagine they will start the process of wrapping the tarp up and putting it back in its holster. Up along the third baseline, however, the amount of rain that fell beforehand still on the infield dirt is going to require, to my untrained eye, some manicuring from the Flying Tigers grounds crew. And so as a result of that, should still be a relatively, I wouldn't necessarily say significant, but still should be a chunk of time before play resumes here at Joker Marchand Stadium. The delay started, let's say, about a half an hour or so ago, 15 minutes after first pitch at 6:32 Eastern Time, about 6:47, 6:48. When that delay began, so about a half an hour or so now. And then the question becomes, does Daytona and Lakeland starters return to the game? Javi Rivera is with Todd Naskadov out in the Daytona bullpen in right center field. There is no action in Lakeland's right field bullpen. But they are still in the process of removing the tarp from the diamond. We still do not have a potential restart time yet for this ball game. So would have to imagine at least another 20 minutes or so to get the field ready, to get the players warmed back up and things of that nature. Although with the shorter time, don't know how much time the team needs to warm up, but there still is plenty of water and moisture that is left on the infield clay, and that will require a bit of diamond dry and, as we said, manicuring by the Lakeland grounds crew in order for play to pick back up here tonight. Daytona has a 1-0 lead. Moving to the top of the second inning, Daytona scored a run in the top of the first. Jay Allen reached on an error and scored from first base on a double to right center by Jamal O'Gwin. Lakeland got a one-out single from Christian Santana in the home half of the first inning. But Javi Rivera got a flyout and a strikeout to strand that man at first. And before Lakeland could take the field for the start of the second inning, was when the umpires told them to head back to the dugout. And the tarp came out and was placed on the diamond. So we remain in a weather delay here at Joker Marchand Stadium in the opening game of this six-game series between the Tigers and the Reds affiliates in Florida State League Baseball. We'll see if Javi Rivera returns for Daytona. We'll see if Wilkel Hernandez reemerges in this ballgame for Lakeland. It'll be Tyler Callahan, Austin Callahan, and then Daniel Veoheen to lead off in the second inning when play eventually resumes. And it certainly looks like we will pick back up here tonight as the rain has stopped. And now it's just a matter of getting the field playable for eight more innings of baseball here tonight. We'll take another break here on the radio network. When we come back, you will either hear from man who's due up second in the inning, Austin Callahan, or we will come right back here to Joker Marchand Stadium with more information, either a updated start time or just the latest with what is happening regarding the status of tonight's ball game. But they are rolling the tarp back up. The field will need some work, but The levers are in motion in order for baseball to resume here tonight. Daytona has a 1-0 lead going to the second inning. You're listening on the Tortugas Radio Network from Jokar Marchand Stadium in Lakeland.
Something big is coming. Something so big, it'll change the world of chicken sandwiches. Zaxby's new signature sandwich with Zax sauce or new spicy Zax sauce. Because the chicken sandwich war ain't over yet. The new signature sandwich. All the other little sandwiches can run along. We'll take it from here.
Whether it is corporate or casual, there's no better place for a group outing than a night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark with the Daytona Tortugas. We have a variety of different communal areas that are suitable to your needs. Looking to host a large number of people? The Budweiser Bullpen or Party Pavilion down the right field line is perfect for you. Searching for something a little smaller for a birthday party or team event? Take a look at the Turtle's Nest along the first base side. Our friendly and knowledgeable ticket staff are ready to help you get started. To learn more about our group areas and pricing, give the Tortugas a call at 386-257-3172 or visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
The Holiday Inn Resort Daytona Beach Oceanfront offers a world-class experience that is second to none. We are centrally located on one of the world's most famous beaches with all the sun, sand, and surf Daytona Beach has to offer. You'll discover great shopping and dining, as well as an array of outdoor adventures nearby. Our oceanfront hotel has it all with direct beach access, relaxing pool with lounge deck, rejuvenating hot tub, exciting splash park, and beach volleyball courts. Stop by the oceanfront lounge and restaurant for a delicious meal or refreshing drink. Our newly renovated, spacious rooms are a comfortable place to relax after a day at the beach, with private balconies, some with oceanfront views. We have a variety of accommodations available, including suites and fully equipped kitchen rooms. And all our guests will enjoy a full array of personal care amenities, such as an in-room safe, microwave, and refrigerator. Book your stay today at Holiday Inn Resort.
Want to head out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark this season but aren't sure of what day or game works best for you? A Daytona Tortugas Flex ticket plan may be right up your alley. With a 10 or 30 game ticket plan, you'll get your very own personal account manager, online access to transfer or exchange tickets, plus you can exchange your tickets in any combination. Want to use 2 tickets at a time? Perfect. Want to use 6 tickets for 1 game? That works too. There are no blackout dates as a part of the Daytona Tortugas Flex Pack. So what are you waiting for? Get your ticket plan and join in on the 9-inning vacation at one of America's legendary ballparks. To purchase your package today, get the Tugas box office a call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase them online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
After a road trip, your Tortugas return home on Tuesday, June 7th to battle the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. It all starts the Breast Cancer Awareness Night presented by Radiology Associates Imaging, featuring special pink uniforms worn by Tortugas players and coaches. It'll also be a Silver Sluggers Night presented by Conviva and a Taco Tuesday with special deals at concession stands. We celebrate Imaginary Friend Night on Wednesday, June 8th. It's also a Belly Buster Wednesday presented by Marco's Pizza with all-you-can-eat hot dogs, hamburgers, popcorn, and cheesy Marco's Pizza. The biggest party in Central Florida returns with a Bud Light Thirsty Thursday on June 9th, including drink specials starting at just a buck. Bring your four-legged friend out for a 9-inning vacation, too, as it'll also be another Bark in the Park night. Arrive early on Friday, June 10th, as the first 1,000 fans will receive a T-shirt giveaway as a part of another The Nine night. Players and coaches will don special jerseys, and we recognize Jackie Robinson's teammate, Johnny Wright. Stick around after the final out for another First Friday fireworks show. We celebrate Girl Scout Night on Saturday, June 11th. It'll also be Lung Force Night presented by the American Lung Association. We wrap up the 6-game set on Sunday with America's favorite mascot and Sheldon's Family Fun Day featuring Kids Run the Bases presented by Neighbors Ice Cream. For tickets and more information on all our promotions, give us a call at 386-257-3172. Visit us online at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Hey baseball fans, are you 60 and older and love coming out to Jackie Robinson Ballpark? Then be a part of the best ticket package in baseball with the Daytona Tortugas Silver Sluggers. What's included? You've got free parking, a complimentary t-shirt, a 10% Shell Shack discount, special offers at the concession stands, plus much, much more, in addition to tickets for 9 Tuesday evening ball games. So what are you waiting for? Sign up now by giving the Daytona Tortugas box office a call at 386-257-3172. That's 386-257-3172. Or visit us on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com. There is no greater show in Daytona Beach than a Firework Friday at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, the first Friday night home game of each month during the Tortugas 2022 campaign. Will conclude with a magnificent firework extravaganza over the Halifax River that will light up the night sky. In all, the Tugas will have 7 firework shows throughout the course of the upcoming season. So don't wait. Secure your 9-inning vacation with a side of fireworks right now by giving the Tortugas box office a phone call at 386-257-3172 or by logging on to DaytonaTortugas.com.
The biggest party in Central Florida is making its return to Minor League Baseball's oldest ballpark. That's right, Thirsty Thursdays presented by Bud Light are returning to the Jack. Every Thursday night at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, fans can enjoy draft beers and fountain sodas starting at just $1. You heard that right, folks. Your favorite draft beer or fountain soda starts at just a single dollar. Tickets for our 10 Thirsty Thursday dates are going fast, so secure yours today. Give the Daytona Tortugas a phone call at 386-257-3172, or you can purchase your tickets on the web at DaytonaTortugas.com.
Back here on the Daytona Tortugas Radio Network in the pregame show, Justin Rock joined alongside one of the newest members of the Daytona infield, that is Austin Callahan. Austin, welcome here to Daytona Beach. You've been in town for the last week or so. What's the experience been like for you so far?
It's been good. Ever since getting off the flight, I've loved Florida so far, and getting back with all the guys again has been a really good time.
One of the things we were joking about before the game, or before the interview, I should say, was the difference in the heat between Arizona and Florida, and you're still waffling back and forth between which is more troublesome to deal with between the two locations. What's it been like for you adjusting to the humidity and heat down here?
Yeah, I've never been to Florida before in my life, so experiencing this for the first time, I do sweat about 10 times more than I did in Phoenix without realizing it, but going through about 2 different batting gloves a day is definitely a change for me.
How do you try and, you know, counteract that? Obviously, you know, you need those batting gloves to get a good grip on the bat, make sure you put a good swing on the ball. Do you have extra pairs, and how do you sort of handle those soaking batting gloves after BP?
I do. I have about 3 or 4 pairs that I just go through daily, and I just hang it up in my locker, and hopefully they get dry by the next day.
Are they dry today from last night?
They're a little moist, but it'll be all right.
Nothing a little quick air dryer, maybe throw it in the dryer in the clubhouse to get them ready to go for the game tonight. You've been here in Daytona Beach, as we said, for about a week or so now, picked up your first base hit, a double against the Mets on Sunday. How did it feel off the bat, and what did it mean to you to see the reaction from your teammates, all of them waving for the baseball to make sure you had it for your collection?
Yeah, it was a really good time. I got a good pitch to hit. I was looking for a slider, and he hung it for me, and I drove it to right center. And just to see everyone cheering for me in the dugout was really fun.
What does that mean to you to see, you know, obviously you've got a chance to work with these guys since you've been drafted last year, but, you know, coming in after a couple of months in extended spring training, to see that reaction from your teammates, even in a game where you guys weren't on the winning side, has to be an amazing feeling for you.
Yeah, I'm really thankful for my coaches back in Phoenix for getting to me where I am at this point, working day in and day out with me. Developing my infield and my hitting has been definitely improved so far.
Extended spring training can be laborious, you know, working with the same group of guys, same group of coaches, not really getting a chance to experience, you know, the real minor league life. How did they help you, though, during that time you spent out there to help improve yourself on defense and offense to prepare yourself to be ready for this opportunity? Well, there will be no more baseball here on this Tuesday night. We apologize for cutting that Austin Callahan interview a little bit short, but because of the unplayable field conditions, third base, shortstop, and second base are so drenched with water and saturated, and the amount of work that the Lakeland grounds crew would need to do to get this field playable in an orderly and timely fashion tonight evidently is not going to be enough.
Tomorrow, 2 games tomorrow.
Fans, we appreciate your patience during this delay. Unfortunately, due to wet field conditions, our game has been suspended and we're playing tomorrow as part of a doubleheader starting at 12 p.m. This game will last all 9 innings, and second game originally scheduled for tomorrow will go 7 innings. Again, due to wet field conditions, we will not be able to finish tonight's game tonight, which has been suspended until tomorrow. So we play as a doubleheader, first game 9 innings, second game 7 innings, and that second game will begin approximately half an hour after the completion of the first.
So, for those of you that didn't hear it over the public address system, shout out to our good friends here in Lakeland, Ed and Chris, who stopped in to my booth. That's why I stopped my sentence a little bit short there. So, here is the information that we were procuring. Tonight's game has been suspended, as we explained just a few moments ago, due to the unplayable field conditions. So, there will be a doubleheader tomorrow, starting at 4 o'clock Eastern time. We will pick up in the top of the second inning, and this game that was started here today, it will be a 9-inning ball game. We will complete the 9. That is the rule in minor league baseball. If you start a 9-inning game, you must complete the 9 innings. You cannot trim it down to 7. So we will play the 9-inning game here today. That was started here today, and then after about a 30 to 40-minute break, there will be a 7-inning nightcap tomorrow. I have to imagine Javi Rivera and Wilkel Hernandez will not return tomorrow, even though they both threw only an inning here today. There's actually a meeting of players over by the first base bag. Gookie Dawkins and one of the Reds Rovers who are in town. Jack Rogers is there. Stephen Layton, Jamal O'Gwin, Michelle Triana, Jay Allen II, I believe, is also in that group over there along with Tyler Callahan, and now they will all walk back towards the clubhouse in right field. But as we said, today's game has been suspended. We will pick it up in the top of the second inning tomorrow starting at 4 o'clock. 4 o'clock Eastern time. We'll hit the airwaves at 3:45 p.m. Eastern time to lead up to the restart of today's game tomorrow. Again, that will start at 4 o'clock, pick up in the second inning, today's suspended game, and then after about a 30 to 40-minute break, there will be a second 7-inning game. We will complete the 9 to start tomorrow, so it'll be about 15 innings, 1 inning longer than normal, the 8 innings to complete here in today's scheduled game, and then the 7 to follow afterwards. I imagine it will, well, who knows? It could be any vary of things in terms of rotations starting tomorrow. It was supposed to be the right-hander Garrett Buren, or Burhan, excuse me, for Lakeland tomorrow, going up for Daytona, and their right-hander Chase Petty. Now, whether those two are selected to start the restart in the 9-inning game and then maybe go for a bullpen arm in the shorter 7-inning game, we will try and find out that information from the pitching coaches, Todd Nascada from Daytona, Juan Pimentel from Lakeland. But as soon as we have that information for you, we will get that to you on the Tortugas Radio Network and our social media channels as well as the website. As, again, a reminder, today's game has been suspended. We'll pick it up tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Coverage starting at 3:45 Eastern. It'll be 1-0 Daytona in the top of the second inning. Tyler Callahan, Austin Callahan, and Daniel Veoheen will be the three scheduled hitters against an undetermined Lakeland pitcher. And then after that 9-inning game completes, we'll play a 7-inning nightcap, weather permitting, here in Lakeland tomorrow. So that'll do it for us here on this Tuesday night, as I'm sure a very disappointed Javi Rivera. I imagine that is his family around him sitting on the little divider between the third base home or visiting dugout and the crowd. Quite a few folks in Reds caps and things like that. Got to see Javi throw a scoreless inning. I'm sure he'll throw again in this series. But the plans for the start for Javi here today changed a little bit because of the weather and field conditions here in Lakeland. So that'll do it for us tonight. For our quartet of owners, Reese Smith, Bob Vergol, Rick French, and Kyle McEwen, our GM, Jim Jaworski. Big thank you to Zach Burek and the staff here in Lakeland for keeping us up to date with what is going on and what was going on during that weather delay. So for that quartet of owners, our GM Jim, I'm Justin Rock saying so long from Lakeland, Florida tonight. We'll talk to you at 3:45 p.m. tomorrow with Daytona leading 1-0 in the top of the second inning. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening, everybody. We'll be with you for a long period of time tomorrow on Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to Daytona Tortuga Baseball, affiliate of the Cincinnati Reds. This broadcast of Daytona Tortugas Baseball is a production of the Tortugas Radio Network in connection with Minor League Baseball. This broadcast is intended for private, non-commercial use of audience and cannot be duplicated, reproduced, or rebroadcast without the express written consent of the Daytona Tortugas or Minor League Baseball. This is the Tortuga Radio Network.